Roni's Own Productions proudly presents The New World Army, a new audio sci-fi thriller. Episode 13.
Trent, I thought you were dead. How...
Look, I don't want to tell the same story over and over, so let's call everyone over.
Well, there's not that many people left here.
What? Where...
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you our story, and you tell me yours.
John!
Hey, Lucky!
Where is everyone?
Karis went to find Sarah. Sarah originally went to rescue Lucky, and then came back and kidnapped Liza, so now our orders are, if we see her, to kill her.
No need for that. She's dead now.
So...
Well, we'd probably better sit down for this.
This isn't as easy as I thought. I think I can make it to that cave up there. What lives up there, Gobi?
Well, it could be empty, or it could be a desert bat.
You talk to them?
Used to, but...
They're just mean.
Right.
Oh no, the rope's coming apart!
Do not fall down, Sarah. There is no happy landing down there.
Trying not to. I don't know how much longer it'll hold.
Wait a minute. A desert bat does live in that cave.
Well, after Karis blew up the pipe, I'll have to ask her about that the next time I see her.
But we thought the sniper bot...
Oh, I know. Next time, let's take a vote on blowing up any pipe that I happen to be in, okay?
Well, well, how did you get out of there?
It took a while. One rock and air pocket at a time. Anyway, I crawled out, and I must have picked up an iBot in the process, because one minute I'm starting to sneak past a squad of troops, and the next thing I knew, I'm back in a holding cell. I never even felt the shock from the iBot.
Well, how'd you get out of the cell?
Well...
Sarah came to rescue us.
Sarah was there?
Yes, but...
Well, Sarah kidnapped Liza. Did they capture her for that?
What?
Oh, it's true. Kara saw her footprints to and from Liza's tent.
Why would Sarah kidnap Liza? It doesn't make sense.
Lucky, she did a lot of things. Where's Karis?
She went to go find Sarah, and she told us to kill her if she came back.
No need for that. Turns out Sarah was a commander in the Humadroid Army, and would lead search and destroy missions all over the galaxy.
Sarah was the Angel of Death?
Yes. She was killed after she was found guilty of war crimes.
I never would have guessed that.
Me either.
Well, she was, and now she's dead. Sometimes it's not how you feel about someone, it's only about who they really are.
What are you trying to say, Trent?
Nothing. I'm not saying anything. Is there anything to eat around here?
Those talons are sharp.
At least we didn't fall.
Right. But I didn't want to end up in a desert bat cave either.
Oh, look, it's baby bats.
Nice, but we have to get out of here. Mama bat's blocking the door. Can you, talk your way out of here?
Little bats are hungry.
Well, Mama should feed them.
I think she did.
No. No! She's pushing us towards them. No! No, 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 no. I'll shoot them all, Mama. I'll do it.
Hey, Mama's got me now.
She's feeding you the bats first. Wait, wait! Talk to her, Gobi!
Hey, put the gun away and back away. Maybe I'll feed them enough to let you go.
No, Gobi, no. I will not let her kill you. Wait, how did I hear you talk? Close my eyes? No.
My children are hungry.
Wait, that wasn't Gobi. Okay, I guess talking to a desert bat is a lot like talking to a rock eater. So here goes. Hello! My name is Sarah. Please don't feed my friend to your babies. How can I help you?
Sarah, my name is Ido. It has been harder and harder to find food for us. I can go without, but not my babies.
I am so sorry. We have ruined so much. But unfortunately, I can't let them eat my friend.
All right. But what am I to do now?
I will find food for you.
How will you do that?
I don't know how, but I will. Could you take us to Bolan's temple?
I shouldn't let you go. I don't trust you.
Yes, I know. Humans are. All I can tell you is that I'm different than the other humans. I promise that you will get the food you need. Listen, if I don't come back,
I will find you and the Rock Eater, and we will eat.
That's fair.
You'd better be thinking about a way to feed them, and fast.
Don't worry. Let's fly, Ido.
You want us to go back to Makar?
Precisely. No one will look for you there. And once we enter the capital city, disable the main computer, we will pick you up.
We've been waiting for years for someone to pick us up. I'm not going back there, ever.
So you can stand against L4 and his troops?
I am ready to fight. You, L4, and hundreds of troops.
The Makarian error has done something to your brain.
Maybe. What it has affected my grip.
Please.
When you have lost everything you've loved, you go a bit crazy.
Stop it! Let him go, Solas.
Why?
I'll go with Azar, Solas, and a few others.
Why just a few?
Because my blind spot only has a set radius. Any more than a few, you'll be sitting ducks.
There, you see? A little compromise goes a long way.
Thank you, Ido. Wow. Bolan's Meditation Temple.
It certainly is secluded. I wonder if he hitchhiked on a desert bat to get up here, too.
Let's open the door. Come on. Here it is. Oh, look at this. Look, through the window, you can see the capital city. There's no grass or trees. It makes it easy to see anything moving along down there.
I guess this Bolan is dead. This looks like a sarcophagus.
Only one way for us to find out what's inside. That's it. I cannot move it anymore. I can barely see inside. I can't tell what's in there. Bolan's gotta be dead. I guess Trent was right. There's no one to save us. We came all the way here for nothing. Now I have to feed a desert bat family. I don't know.
Come on, Sarah. Maybe we can climb down. Somehow.
How?
Well,
this is all my fault. All of it. What am I gonna do? What was that?
It came from inside the temple.
Hello? I have a gun.
Go away.
Who's there?
It's my temple, so I'm here.
Commander Bolan?
Yes, now go away.
No, we need your help. You're gonna come with us to destroy the humanoid army.
I don't know how you got up here, but I didn't hang a Welcome Hollow sign out front for you. Go away!
No. We need your help.
You need to leave me alone.
How can you say that? There are humans, people, lives that need you to lead them.
I've made a lot of mistakes. I should have listened to my wife. She was right. I can't go back, but I can say no, and I will not fight your war.
You invented them. You can destroy them.
Yes, I love that one. The creator can destroy the creation. Well, I can't. Let's just say that when I make a mistake, it's a good one. So, I hide up here and wish a lot of things.
Me too.
What do you mean?
I was the angel of death.
Gee, and I thought I had a lot of regrets.
I'm different now.
Oh, the killer becomes noble savior. Wow, I want to shake your hand.
What about the hollow message that says, only one who has the power of Volan?
Right. Well, I have a big secret for you. You got it.
What?
The power of Volan.
How?
Sarah, that message was created to keep hope around in the tough times. But you have more than hope. You have action. Action because you care about someone else. That's compassion. And if that's all you have, that's all the power you need. I'm a man, but compassion is stronger than me.
I can't destroy them myself.
Well, no, but...
But what?
What is the one thing that has changed on our planet since the humanoids took power?
I don't know.
Clouds. They stole the clouds.
Right. How?
Now you're asking the right questions. How and where?
But why did they?
I can answer that question. Humanoids are the greatest fighting machines ever, but they have one Achilles heel, rain and water. If you make it rain, Sarah, you can destroy them.
I don't know, I don't know, I don't know anything! That's why I'm here for you!
Sarah, if you make it rain, you will have all the power to do whatever you want.
But you won't help.
Sarah, you don't need me. You have all the power you need already.
Oh, thanks. Well then, we'll be going.
Goodbye, Sarah.
Snake bit me.
Oh, no. That's very bad.
Volan! Volan! He can't hear us. Go tell Ido. We need help.
There's no time.
Why are you pushing me?
She caught you once when you fell. She can catch you again.
Where will she take me?
One thing at a time, Sarah. One thing at a time.
Thank you for listening to New World Army. For information, including cast listings, you can go to nwarmy.ronyzone.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time on New World Army.